Dear colleagues, welcome to the first video of this educational series by Global Business Research, titled The Digital Roadmap. I am Dr. Gunter Beitinger, Senior Vice President of Manufacturing and Head of Factory Digitalization at Siemens AG. On behalf of my friends at Global Business Research, GBR, I would like to thank you for joining us on this pre-recorded webinar. In this session, I will go through our approach, how we are going to digitalize our Siemens factories with focus on efficiency and scalability. Some internal use cases will also demonstrate what we are focusing on so far. If you have any questions, there will be contact details at the end where you can send them in directly to me. Now, let's begin. Lean Digital Factory. A closed-loop manufacturing approach. Our core program, Lean Digital Factory, is embedded in our framework of core programs Production and Logistics Excellence, in which we address all aspects of a role model factory from Lean philosophy, employee engagement, plant network design, supply chain design, and supplier collaboration. The major benefits we expect are synergies, balanced workforce, and capacity, speed learning, and a reliable supplier base. All plants are sharing one mission: to be the role model for excellence in production and logistics, to provide proven value add for our customers based on the methods of a digital enterprise and lean industrial engineering, to master the challenges we face in manufacturing, to shorten our time to market, to increase our flexibility, to continuously improve our quality, and to boost efficiency by increased security and sustainable operations. So we started this journey in 2016. Since then, our factories are known internationally as Digital Lighthouse and received several recognitions from the World Economic Forum to Industry 4.0. Exemplary for our plants, in our factory in Amberg, we face challenges like serving 60,000 customers. We produce one product per second with almost Six Sigma quality. We have already reached full vertical and horizontal data integration. And this factory pulls almost 10,000 visitors per year, and therefore, we are building a digitalization center, which will be open to the public, for our customers, and for our friends in March 2021. Lean Digital Factory was initiated to strengthen the focus further on automation and digitalization and shop floor productivity from data and analytics, based on lean production philosophy. Due to the reason that we are doing continuous improvement projects since a long time, the amount of shop floor productivity projects increased dramatically over the years to maintain the level of productivity we needed. To focus further on flexible automation with lightweight robots and to address automation tasks was one focus. The next level of productivity will be reached with further digitalization, which automates also administrative and engineering topics, and due to shop floor IoT like connected workers and artificial intelligence. Our digitalization approach, which addresses more than 30 factories worldwide, was started with an ideation phase. Of course, we had to define a certain program organization to assure best practice and solution transfers as well as scalability. The main topics was to define which technologies we want to focus on and which not, and how to prioritize. Therefore, several technological workshops, expert interviews, visits, and so on, as well internally as externally, have been conducted. With so-called technology radars, technologies have been evaluated economically. The difference in this evaluation to other evaluations was that we not focused on solutions. We clustered technologies together and calculated the impact on the plants via this cluster. In parallel, we defined reference processes as North Star processes which have been released for orientation. Interesting could be also that we never expected that all plants will reach the reference processes at the same time and with exactly always the same software and IT investments. The overall digitalization roadmap consists out of 5 work streams, flanked by an IT roadmap, solution link analysis, and technology stack architecture, like the data lake. The realization phase, in which we are since more than 2 years, can be described as an agile working mode with sprints and backlists. The implementation of solutions by itself are done via proof concepts, pilots, and scale-up phases. Our Lean Digital Factory plants, or LDF plants, already have reached a productivity level of 5-7% shop floor productivity per year. And the recipe for our success can be seen in the generation of ready-to-scale-up solutions by bundling the power of our manufacturing network to jointly develop and share solutions and to learn from each other by copying with pride. In the former slide, I mentioned the 5 work streams, who are forming the overall roadmap, also serve our digital factory vision, which contains out of the digital twin, which by itself can be divided in a digital twin of product, of production, and performance. The 5 work streams can be matched to the overall digital factory vision as shown in the right picture. Now, I will give a further insights of the 5 work streams. The work streams New Ways of Working, Robotics and Big Data and Analytics can be seen as enablers, while the work stream Digital Twin and Processes serve the vertical and horizontal data integration with its respective reference process. Explain you how we are going to read the roadmap. On the right side, you see an exemplary roadmap on high level for the workstream Digital Twin with a timeline. And each workstream line addresses a defined target state and a trend, which is helpful for communication reasons. The boxes describing an evaluation state, which should be reached in a certain timeline. The numbers are pointing to projects with also a defined timeline and a project team and a budget behind. Sometimes the project is a cluster of several single projects who belong together. Workstream Digital Twin. On the left side, you can see the main attributes this workstream addresses. In this case, it addresses speed and efficiency, therefore it has 3 squares, and also flexibility, quality, and scalability. and also with one square, sustainability. In the box below, you also see which solutions we used out of the Siemens portfolio to reach our goals. In the digital twin workstream, we are aiming for a comprehensive automated production engineering and optimization based on consistent usage of holistic digital twin to increase engineering efficiency and speed up time to market. What we outlined is that production engineering is automated, enabled by full-featured digital twins of product, production, and performance. These digital twins are aligned to the E-Class cross-industry standard and contain all levels of detail to optimize the process from product design to production on the shop floor. The high degree of automation based on artificial intelligence and supported by a knowledge database raises the efficiency in engineering and speeds up time to market to lay the foundation for shorter innovation cycles. This is supported by the automated programming of machines. All tasks are coordinated by an overarching Mendix workflow system, guiding through the whole process and ensuring fast execution. Seamless interoperability between all involved systems eliminates manual efforts for data preparation and raises output efficiency and quality of production engineering by providing comprehensive data. Integrated simulation of the production process in the virtual factory increases the reliability of production engineering. This ensures that the engineered production system will deliver the targeted performance with zero defects in the first place. Therefore, all tasks from work cell design to optimization in the context of the whole factory infrastructure, including logistics, workforce, and maintenance, are digitally assisted with Process Simulite, Line Designer, and Plant Simulation. Automatic human work design calculation is carried out while generating new work plans for process optimization. The digital twin of performance closes the loop to the real-world production by providing real-time data from the manufacturing data ecosystem to initiate optimization according to actual boundary conditions with artificial intelligence. The workstream digital twin is also described with so-called reference processes. One selection of the reference process production system planning can be seen here. We defined the input and how the information should flow through the several process steps. It is defined which program and what is automated, semi-automated, and still manual. In this case, we are going to have a rough planning of our production equipment in just 6 hours after we received the design information of our product via a digital twin. Due to the digital twin of our production, we are able to convert the information from the product engineering, the digital twin of product, to a digital twin of production in an extremely short time. For example, in a certain step of the reference process, new product introduction and new machine introduction, our engineers had to order stencils for soldering paste printing. This had to be done several hundred and hundreds of times in our factories manually. With a workflow programmed with Mendix, a low-code application by Siemens, we simply automated this task and no manual ordering is required anymore. This is just one example of more than 30 sub-processes which we automated And this is how we reach this 6 hours. Let's come to the next workstream. Our next workstream is processes. There we address an autonomous end-to-end coordination of supply chain resources based on artificial intelligence and real-time transparency to maximize speed and efficiency. All resources along the end-to-end supply chain are simultaneously considered in both capacity utilization and prediction to maximize production efficiency of machinery and workers using OpsCenter APS. Products and production have the ability to directly communicate with each other for decentralized, autonomous self-optimization of production execution under consideration of actual boundary conditions to reduce manual effort for production. For production planning and control on shop floor level. Therefore, an agent-based architecture of cyber-physical production systems is the blueprint to raise the flexibility of our manufacturing execution system to the next level with adaptable microservices. In the third workstream line, we describe that real-time data from the supply chain are monitored continuously to detect deviations at the earliest point in time to increase the options for action. Therefore, external data from the supply chain suite and A4X are considered simultaneously with internal material and resources position information from the real-time location system with the accuracy of just centimeters. Based on this transparency, the system automatically provides valued solutions in case of deviations with a self-learning system to increase the efficiency in deviation management. Also, this workstream is based on a reference process. Or let's better say reference processes. For example, the inbound and intralogistic process. The simple vision we are sharing here is no-touch order execution. If the demand is coming in from the customer automatically, it will be checked if the required resources of people, machines, and material are available. And if so, a smart algorithm defines the production line order sequence and the size, and we will release the order to production. One visionary tool we developed is the digital value stream. In most of our electronic factories, a value stream for a product is not always linear and thus very complex due to machines and resources we share. In combination, a decentralized full automated material handling hides partially material stock and high product variance in combination with demand variability, makes it even more complicated to optimize our value streams in our factories in regards of throughput time, inventory, and OEE. Overall equipment efficiency. Christian will now explain to you in the following video what this tool is able to support.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Christian Jenert, and I would like to give you a quick overview of the Lean Digital Factory Proof of Concept Digital Value Stream Analysis. Let's start with the dashboard. This is the entry point for each user and dynamically shows a value stream based on a set of filtering criteria. Based on the selection, the dashboard shows us the split between utilized resources in a given time frame. With a reselection of the time frame, the shown data gets updated automatically. Besides the resource utilization, we can retrieve further process-related information, like the performance of each product at any given process step. Let's have a detailed look. Here we can view additional information like the performance resulting from the target cycle time, which is retrieved from Siemens Teamcenter, and the actual cycle time, which is being calculated. The changeover matrix shows the actual change over time between various products. To be able to present valid data, we must have seen at least 5 different changeovers for any given combination. Let's now take a deep dive into the actual cycle time for a single product over the time spent of 1.5 months. From the monthly overview, we can drill down into single days and even hours in which the product has been produced. By zooming in, we get a more detailed view on the data. Let's jump back to the dashboard to have a look at the calculated throughput times for various products. As you can see, the information updates on the change of a filtering criteria. To calculate the throughput time, 2 timestamps are needed. As we only have 1 scanner installed with some of the processes, we don't get a throughput time for every process step. In the throughput monitor, we can view the corresponding time for each product, again do additional filtering, and also select the start and end process step for the recalculation of a throughput time. If needed, one can also view additional statistical parameters like the medium, min, and max throughput time. Back in the dashboard, we can additionally get information about the current and maximum buffer size in minutes and pieces between decoupled process steps. In the WIP detail monitor, the user has the option to review the buffer development for the pre-selected timeframe. This way, the in and outflow of a buffer is visualized. It makes it possible to identify eventual problems. That's it for today. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll talk to you soon.
Siemens, ingenuity for life.
So, thank you. Let's continue. The third workstream deals with the objective of a comprehensive manufacturing data ecosystem, using artificial intelligence to increase quality and efficiency in production while laying the foundation for scalability. Via applications running on edge and cloud environment, value creation is done by prescriptive decisions and self-learning systems enabled artificial intelligence. Advanced analytics, machine learning, and deep learning optimize product and production system efficiency and quality. Due to the amount of data, the model training is mostly done in the manufacturing data platform. Solutions can be scaled within the ecosystem to other factories. All kind of data is seen as analyzable. As a complete manufacturing data ecosystem, MDE is in place. The MDE consists out of an industrial edge platform, a state-of-the-art manufacturing data lake concept by MindSphere, and data source connectivity to feed data into a raw data store and an open analytic platform. The ecosystem enables data citizens and analysts to dashboard information or to get deep process insights to improve, predict, or stabilize manufacturing processes in an efficient way without manual data preparation. For this, data and algorithms can be stored, provided, transformed, and trained on cloud. And or edge environment. This enables a closed-loop manufacturing, machine learning, and a comprehensive cross-factory reporting and decision-making without compromising IT security. A total and comprehensive traceability and tracking concept enabled for quality, warranty, engineering and sustainability requirements, also due to the embedded data persistence. In the manufacturing data platform, All relevant information correlated in all dimensions is available to allow holistic tracing along the whole product lifecycle. Now we can see a video, an edge and an AI use case of EW Amberg. Everybody nowadays is talking about future IT-OT integration, predictive maintenance, artificial intelligence. For us at Siemens, this is not a vision. We are already rolling out such technologies in our manufacturing sites and are able to help our customers doing the same, increasing the machine availability and achieve even higher productivities. The tools are already there, and one of them is edge computing, with which we bring IT-OT together and enable today automation customers to leverage newest technologies like AI in automation. Let's take a look how this works with a real example. In our production line, for example, the S7300, the ET200 and others well-known Simatic products, we have a PCB, a printed circuit board cutting machine deployed, cutting the printed circuit boards accordingly to our needs. The challenge here is the spindle of this cutting machine gets stuck time after time, to be exact, in a period of 1 month to 6 months. So if the spindle bearing now gets stuck, the machine stands still for up to 1 to 2 shifts because we need to change the drive systems of the whole spindle. In the maintenance process, we also need to fetch new adjustments parameters for the drive system by the machine producer. And if the machine producer works from 9 to 5, we cannot get the information in the right shift. That still stand time costs a lot of money, you know that. So how do we master the challenge? What we did is, with artificial intelligence and edge computing, we are able to predict the machine breakdowns 12 to 36 hours before it really occurs. That was for us really impressive. To train this artificial intelligence algorithm, we first collected data on the edge layer and transferred it all together in the cloud to use the available computing power in Siemens MindSphere to train the artificial intelligence algorithm. Once the AI algorithm was trained, we put him on the edge application and downloaded it onto the edge device near to the machine. The edge device then collects the machine data like spindle speed and drive current, drive current demand, analyzes it with machine learning and detects anomalies for the spindle. Based on the detected anomaly, the algorithm then predicts the failure rate of the spindle, reducing this kind of availability loss by 100% per machine. After it has been equipped to the total of 18 spindles in the manufacturing site, it results in total in a saving of more than €120,000 per year. With a simple solution, high impact. Let's check out quickly how it works. So, the slide summary is for me very impressive of what benefits the spindle maintenance applicator offered. We have now a prediction 2 days in advance. We reduced preliminary spindle failures by 100% and we have a savings of more than €100,000 per year with a simple solution. Similar applications are running on edge environment can be found in various application fields. Due to the amount of data, the model training is mostly done in the manufacturing data platform. Solutions can be scaled within the ecosystem to other factories. In general, the five main topics for advanced data analytics, in our opinion, can be seen here with the challenging questions: how to improve quality level while reducing test effort, how to achieve one-piece flow while maximizing utilization, how to increase uptime while minimizing maintenance costs, how to stabilize process while lowering control effort, or how to improve collaboration while reducing communication effort. AI gives all the answers. Of digitally guided workers and interlinked autonomous production systems, enabling efficient, flexible, and easy to scale up manufacturing is the key topic in our workstream robotics. Also, for low volume products and formerly typical manual work, the automation level is increased by modular autonomous production systems. They are consisting of reusable elements, are easy to scale up, and manufacture products with high efficiency, quality, and speed. Respective machine programs are automatically generated, enabling a high flexibility and reducing manual programming efforts. Higher operator efficiency and flexibility are facilitated by augmented reality applications, which provide workers with customized product and process information, depending on their needs and competence profile. At the same time, process quality is raised. By permanent communication between production system agents, a flexible and efficient material and production flow is autonomously organized. What does this mean in practice? A common challenge in our electronic factories is our box handling process, which normally is very labor intense. Even if we have a full automated intralogistics system, the boxes who are coming back from our warehouse must be fed back into our logistics system. In former times, the process is manually and very irregularly, which makes the planning of the workers very difficult. So the use case is about box handling with a low-cost automation consisting out of lightweight robot and an autonomous guided vehicle. The robot, in this case a UR robot, is feeding returned pendulum boxes from pallets back to the fully automated material distribution systems of the plant. Therefore, the UR recognizes when a pallet is empty and communicates directly via Profinet with the AGV, requesting a replenishment, as you see here in the picture. Now, this information goes to the AGV, and the AGV, on its way to the UR for picking up the empty pallet, scans the pallet store in order to capture storage places with full pallets. Now he picks up the empty pallets and brings them into the cell. Once the pallet with the boxes at the robotic cell is replaced, A confirmation message is sent back to the AGV via Profinet. For security reasons, a radar surveillance is installed to capture workers or any objects in the robot cell who will stop the operation automatically if any movement is recognized in the cell. Now, last but not least, we are coming now to the workstream New Ways of Working. And this is about people. Here, the North Star describes the objective that lifelong learning employees with digital mindset apply new ways of working, increasing the flexibility and efficiency of digital and sustainable factories of the future. For us, a digital factory is building on employees with a digital mindset and the right competences acquired by lifelong learning, co-working and agile collaboration supported by the required working infrastructure is leading to flexibility and efficiency. The cross-functional collaboration in a digital factory is based on trust, reliability, and openly shared information in communities and networks. In addition, they are facilitated by digital offices and shop floor management. Our employees are encouraged to experiment by using agile methods to learn fast and increase speed. Our employees have a growth mindset for dynamic self-organized learning to secure own employability. They communicate in a transparent way and they are future-oriented in regards of their competences. So, of course, still transparency is a conception of oneself, beneficial for all people, organizations and processes. So having the courage to experiment and growing on the results, employees drive digitalization and eliminate waste in process and energy consumption in own environment by using low coding tools, for example, especially for process automation. Therefore, we analyzed in a structured and systematic way all our job profiles and try to identify the required competences and qualifications for all our employees on the different levels we are offering learning programs on the shop floor with short videos like learning nuggets to profound and professional training to self-learning and online classes on a learning platform called My Learning World. Now, this brings me to the end of this recorded classes. With this word cloud, who describes what for us Lean Digital Factory means, in the middle you see the word together. We work and create the future of digitalization together with all our people, with all our employees. And the flamingos are for us the perfect mascot. Why? Because they always start together and the pull of the ones who are starting in front of you helps the birds next in line. Many thanks to the end of this session. Now, as promised, if you have any questions or comments, please send them into hello@gb-research.com. And I shall answer them in our next upcoming video or directly by email. Thank you for watching. Hope to see you again here. Bye bye.